The first reading today, St. Paul talks about those who will bring the gospel to others who have not heard it. Speaking of what Isaiah said, he said, "Blessed are the feet of those who bear the good news." But in order to do that, there needs to be two things. First, there needs to be a love for God. And then there has to be a love for souls. We could simply just look at the logic of things and go down and give all kinds of fancy arguments, but there are very, very, very few people who are ever converted through intellectual arguments. Very few. There are a few, but very few. The vast majority of people who are converted to the faith are converted by the example of someone who is living it. So it's by our actions more than by our words. So there needs to be a love for God that people can actually see. Not words that we give God all kinds of lip service, but then we live like a bunch of hypocrites and people say, "But you say one thing and do another." No, they need to be able to see the lived reality of the faith. And it is precisely that lived out reality that's going to draw them. But then there needs to be a love for souls, to have a real love for these people, whoever they might be. That becomes, again, quite a challenge, because the devil's going to do everything he can to be able to make us not love these souls. If there's any possibility that this person is going to pay attention, the devil is going to try to work in you or in that person or in both to try to make sure it doesn't happen. So desperate is he at times. Even when I was in India talking to my priest friend there, he told me that when St. Francis Xavier was preaching in India, that the Hindu statues actually came to life and started talking and said to the Hindus, "If this devil," speaking of St. Francis Xavier, "if this devil continues doing what he's doing, he's going to convert everybody and everything will be destroyed." Now, if you've ever seen Hindu statues, they are hideous. And you talk about diabolical and demonic. The artwork on them is extraordinary, but they're hideously ugly. St. Francis Xavier brought these people the beauty of God. But he brought them God out of love for God and out of love for the people. He was willing to suffer whatever he needed to suffer for their souls. He was only going to preach to them the truth because that was what was best for them. And it was that exact example that drew the people and got the ire of Satan up so high. So we have to expect, not that statues are going to come to life if we're going to be doing things like this, but we have to expect that Satan is going to fight against us. Why would we not? He doesn't want to lose these souls that he thinks belong to him. He doesn't want them converted to God. But the real question isn't what Satan wants. The question is, what do we want? Do we want these souls converted to God? I mean, really? Do we want them converted to God, or is it just, well, that'd be nice if they became Christian, yeah, I guess. No, do we really want them converted? Do we have a love for souls? Do we have a love for God that is going to lead us to a love for souls? Because that's where it has to start. They're made in the image and likeness of God. Just like you and me, they're made for the truth, and the truth will set them free. They're made to love and to be loved. But unless we know God, in whose image and likeness everybody is made, unless we know God, who is the truth, and unless we love God, who is love, we aren't going to care about the souls made in his image and likeness, made for truth and made for love. So we need to make sure that we've got ourselves in the right disposition. It's not just the intellectual part of the faith. In fact, St. Francis Xavier even talked about that. So there are all these souls that need to be converted. And he said, then there are all these professors that all they want to do is read their books about theology while souls are perishing. So here's a man who was a Jesuit, which means he had 12 years of education after college. So he wasn't against studying. He's a brilliant man. But what he was against was just head knowledge of the faith. You can have all the knowledge and no love. Where is it going to get you? Nowhere. Satan is the most intelligent creature God made. He has a whole ton of knowledge. Zero charity. No love for God, no love for souls. That's why he is where he is. So it's not knowledge that's going to save us. It is only charity. So we have to have that faith. Then we have to have the hope and the grace and the mercy of God. And then we have to have the charity, the love for God and love for neighbor that's going to bring us out to live the faith and to bring that to others. So as we celebrate today, somebody who did that so great as Saint Francis Xavier gives us all an opportunity to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, do I really have that love for God and love for neighbor that is going to bring me to want to bring the gospel and salvation to souls?